scripture reading today comes from the New Testament book, John, chapter 17, verse 3. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is Jesus is actually saying this to his disciples.
Please join me in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, the word of life, the word that gives us wisdom, guidance, and tells us that we are forgiven. Now I would ask that you would speak, Lord. May the people hear you and forget your servant, forget the speaker. In Jesus' name. A little bit of a change. The second reading comes not from Jeremiah, but from the 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Amen. Many people have set goals. Some set their goals to become wealthy, to become famous. Some set their goals just to make it through the day. Goals are important. Without goals, there is no meaning or purpose to life. Without goals, we have no direction. And without goals, we are just like rudderless ships drifting with no direction, destination in mind. Some direct so much time and energy to achieving their goals that they sacrifice everything else. Pleasure, relationships. In fact, they forget to enjoy life. We all set goals, whether we are conscious of them or not. Now, this may surprise you, but God, too, has goals. One of those goals is to bring all things in heaven and earth on earth together under one head, even Christ. This will happen when Jesus returns. God's ultimate goal is salvation, that those who look to him for salvation receive it. Joel tells us, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the meantime, God has another goal. And that goal is to have us get to know him and Christ better and better. This is what we were created for, to know God, not to become secure, not our jobs, not comfort, but to know God. There is no higher privilege, no higher goal we can set for ourselves than to know God. Paul, the great apostle, put it this way. He said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming more like him in his death. No one went through more, no one suffered more for Jesus than the Apostle Paul. I'm not going to do it, but you can read all about it in 2 Corinthians 11, 25 to 27. Yet he never held a pity party, he never whined, he never complained, he just used each as an opportunity to learn more about Jesus. No other human, with the exception of Paul, knew God as well as David. I'm reading through the Psalms, and I'm at the point now where I'm beginning to see and understand. No human being ever knew God the way David did. You think about what he went through. He went through the battle with Goliath. He went through being pursued, harassed, intimidated by Saul. Through his Psalms, he plays this out. So there's no doubt in my mind that he and Paul knew God better than any human being, God uses three methods to allow us to get to know him better. His word, time spent with him alone in devotions or even apart from devotions, and trials. That is the purpose of trials in the difficult times. It's not the bluebird days, the days of warm spring and gentle breezes, that we learn more about him, about God, but in the dark days. As I have alluded to many times, I usually out about 6:15 in the morning walking, and the road is quiet to see the mountains, the hills, the forests. Helps me get to know him better. It is impossible to fully learn, to fully know the eternal God in a lifetime. But that alone is no reason to stop trying. He is constantly encouraging us to do so. God's goal is to lead us to love him more. Everything he does out of love. And that love did not end at the cross. But, and this is a relatively big but, we are creatures of habit. We get into them, and the longer we go into them, the harder it is to break them. And the older I get, I firmly believe that the same could be said of our relationship with God. We have our daily devotions, our daily prayer, and we go about our business. We don't stop to think about spending time alone with him. Lest you think I'm being hypocritical, I did this for years. Only in the last 3 years have I learned that I need to be with contact with him, communion with him every day. Just think about it for one moment. The eternal God who created this world and all that's in it, the same God who created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and holds them in place, wants to spend time with little old you. So in conclusion, in my humble opinion, we cannot learn anything new about God. All that's been revealed about him has been revealed to us through his word. However, we can deepen that knowledge. Every incident we go through, whether it's good or bad, teaches us about God. That's why we go through them. See, our God, unlike some of the other gods, Allah and some of the other gods people put before him, is a personal God. He loves us. He cares very deeply about us. And most importantly, he wants to deepen our relationship with him. So listen again to what the Apostle Peter tells us. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In my opinion, this is not a suggestion. It's a command. The upside is, the better we get to know him, the deeper our love for him grows. The deeper our love grows, the greater our desire to serve. The more meaningful our worship. And the more he reveals himself to us. So I would encourage everyone, including myself, to take some time out this week and just spend a few minutes with God, especially in his word, being still before the Lord. Amen.